You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And I'm Cass.
And this is the third last Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, correct, it is.
How is that a struggle for me? But every week it is.
Yeah. There's a week between episodes.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
A long time.
Absolutely, there's a week between episodes.
Yeah.
Episodes. Yes. Yeah, that's right. This is my third last ever episode of Shut Up a Second after recording 10 million episodes of this podcast since I was five.
Still doing another podcast.
Yeah, I'm still doing that. I'm not leaving Sans Pants.
Still doing plumbing and all the other ones.
And I'll probably be on Shut Up a Second occasionally, but I just got to step back.
Too much. You got too much
too
on.
Too much on my plate.
It's exhausting being a full-time podcaster.
I'm a busy man.
You got to play video games.
I gotta play video games. I gotta watch movies.
You gotta think about them too.
Exactly.
Think of what things you might think about those things.
I gotta think for plumbing. That's how I gotta be like, what's a fucked up thing Mario could do or
whatever.
On top of the Jackson Billy, it's a lot of work. Yeah. So I'm taking a step back, but I'm leaving it in the capable hands of the Sans Pants twins.
That's me.
So,
and
that's
me.
Hayden. And yeah. So, and also, hey, if you have any, you know, so the plan is. Leave me alone. So the plan is. We're going to do these episodes, and then we're going to do an episode of the...
You got it, man.
Why
you
am I it. Struggling?
It's okay.
Well, it's your first day.
Yeah.
That's my first
you're
day
You're new
job.
To this.
I'm new to the podcasting scene.
Well, you're merely a decade in.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a spring chicken.
Yeah.
If you've got anything you'd like to say, if you would like to send like an email, or you would like to talk about your our time together, me and you, the listener, if you've been here for the last 10 years, if you started this when you were just a baby coming out the pussy, and now you're 10 years old, and it's been your whole life.
A baby coming out the pussy.
Yeah. You want to talk about that? If I've been the, you know, with you from birth,
do you reckon?
Yeah,
because people listen to all sorts of shit where they're giving birth because it takes so long. There
That'll
must
fuck
have been,
oh, yeah, bored.
There must have been a
Nothing
baby.
Nothing else is happening.
No, I didn't say they were bored. It takes a long time. And people listen to music and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people find podcasts.
If anybody's looking at, they got Mozart and they got Shut Up a Second and they're like, which one do I pump into my baby?
Well, my thought process is like, you know, it's you need something comforting because it's a horrible thing. A lot of people would find podcasts comforting.
Well, that's true.
Do All you right. think there's been a baby born to this podcast? I think potentially.
I think somebody couldn't get the baby out, so they put on the Duplo versus Lego argument episode, and they got so frustrated they just fired the baby out like a cannon.
But yeah, if you do have anything to say to Jack before he leaves forever, at Shut Up a Sec on Twitter, send us a DM, or you can just do it in a regular tweet.
Yeah, or you can email us at sanspantsradio@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to respond.
But do the
tweet one.
Yeah, the tweet one's more fun.
Do the Twitter because the email gets full of other stuff. That's the general email.
Yeah, it's messy.
We'll miss it.
We're not checking that one.
Yeah.
We're checking the Twitter DMs.
Yeah, if you send the email, we have to rely on Zammit to forward them to us, and he won't do that. They will go straight to the bin.
Anyway, today's topic is...
Oh, is this still the intro bit?
Yeah, it's still the intro. I panicked that. I was like, did I say the topic? Am I going to say it twice and look like the biggest idiot in the world?
Mm.
Yeah, but today's topic is time, which is appropriate. What we were talking about.
How?
Because their time is coming to an end.
My time is coming to an end. I'm going to die at the end of the fifth episode.
You know, in some ways you will.
Yeah, in some ways I will.
If there's a listener that only listens to Shut Up a Second.
Yeah.
There'll be a few of them, I suppose.
I'm sure, yeah.
And that's the only, they don't follow you on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, then the moment that I disappear, until I come back for a couple of guest episodes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, keep thinking you're probably going to come back.
Yeah, like there's no way you're gone.
I'm not gone forever.
Well,
yeah.
Well, okay. What about in the future? So this is like 100 years from now. We've all died.
Okay, awesome. Me and you have died.
I reckon there's a chance I'll still be alive.
How?
Because modern medicine, baby.
All right, well then I'll still be alive too.
Well,
no,
you're
been...
significantly older than me, so.
We're twins.
Yeah, but you're 30 seconds older. Is that what we said?
30 seconds, that's the sweet spot. Yeah. That's where it counts, yeah.
Yeah, so Jackson died in his bus accident.
Yeah, I died, a bus hit me.
You driving? Okay, I thought you were driving.
I was driving and I also got hit by the bus. I was in a sort of fucked up.
A nose-to-nose collision.
Yeah.
He tried to make the buses kiss and he succeeded.
Yeah.
But they've been listening to Shut Up a Second as a cool retro thing to do, more vintage, more ye olde worldy.
Yeah, maybe.
That is fucked up that these podcasts will just exist. I guess until the infrastructure of the internet collapses.
We will be...
Or I guess until Zamet stops paying the fees to keep these hosted on a server
somewhere.
But
then people have put some of them on YouTube. Like, they're spread out across...
I don't think it's Shut Up a Second, but one of the Sans Fans podcasts is about being, like, archived at the university.
Yeah, Why Am I Sad? Marco Moves to Mars.
That's crazy,
probably
yeah.
one of the best.
I think Thumb Cramps is when, as well. Yeah. It's, like, archived in some university's library.
That's fucked up.
So that'll be there forever.
Yeah.
If anyone can email that library and just like be like, oi, bung our friends in.
Yeah, because there's way more content.
Yeah, we actually do heaps of podcasts here at Sans Pants Radio.
Actually, this would be a better one because it's a moment in time.
It's topical.
You know, it's so topical.
Well, I always think it's
people
really...
come to us for the news.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. and our hot takes about what's going on in the world.
Yeah, then we come for our geopolitical.
Guys, Putin, are you serious? are you for real?
This
that
guy?
That one's a good one because that's an evergreen one. Putin, what's he doing?
Whether it's really good if he has a change of heart.
I don't know. maybe. You know what?
Putin's change of heart. That's what I'm banking on.
Yeah. Well, you know, when people get older, they generally become
he's
nicer.
He's pretty old already.
Well, our great-grandmother, we only knew her as a big soft sweetie, apparently just a monster.
But he got to her funeral and her grandkids, like our like dad and aunt and stuff, were like, we don't know what to say. She was so mean. And we were like,
she was the love. She was a sweet. She taught me how to play ukulele.
That's
lovely.
Crazy.
She had these big old glasses and she had like jowls.
Do you think that means we'll become mean because we're so lovely now?
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to toughen up.
We'll just be so mercilessly bullied by the people that work at the old folks' home. Oh, please give me back my teeth.
We'll be so bullied by our grandkids.
Well, both. We'll just be bullied. We'll be big wimps, big targets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll hunch over. We'll have like big beta energy.
Yeah, my grandkids are going to give me swirlies and stuff. Yeah. It's going to be fucked up.
And you'll be like, no, I deserve this.
I deserve this because I'm not cool with whatever's hip now, eating cubes or whatever they're doing.
The cool thing is about being old when we're old is that we'll know how to use technology still.
But will
you don't know what technology is coming?
Well, no, we won't.
You're the guy in the 1970s with his cassette or whatever.
We won't know how to maybe do new technology.
Yeah,
we can still do our technology.
That's true.
We can still play PS5.
Yeah,
we can play PS5.
That's fun enough.
Are the servers still going to be running?
Yeah, they will.
The kids will be playing the PS6, which you inject directly into your eyeball.
I'm sure that the PS10 won't be that far off. It'll be a thing you play with a controller on a screen. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all in the metaverse at that point.
Well, that's the fear, right? Is that
this could turn out to be one of the worst takes of all time.
Yeah.
But I really think the metaverse is gonna just crumble.
It's great to imagine somebody 50 years in the future hooked in. Absolutely.
I do have the kind of feeling of the guys like you people are like, oh, the internet's a fad.
Keep
your phone books and stuff.
I did see someone on Twitter recently compare when they started bringing out 3D TVs.
That's true.
And
3D flopped big time.
Yeah. Google Glass didn't take off.
Yeah.
That's true. Google Glass flopped.
A lot of things have flopped.
Stuff flops.
NFTs
more than it...
are about to flop. They're flopping currently.
Are they flopping currently?
Yeah, all
Twitter's
big
just
time.
Introduced.
Yeah, they're flopping big.
They're flopping. Okay. Oh, it's flopping, baby.
Yeah, people have so much money tied up. Because the thing is...
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's
a scheme.
Or Ponzi. You have to buy in.
Yeah.
I can't remember which kind of scheme it is. But basically, you just can buy your own NFT for as much money as you like. You can't get a loan for $100,000. Buy your own NFT for $100,000. Then pay back the loan because you still have the money. And you
then
get paid a bit
like,
interest.
Look how much somebody bought my NFT.
Hey, some anonymous person on the blockchain bought this. That's verified. They actually paid $100,000. And then someone's like, I'll pay $500,000 because that'll be worth $5 million.
What do you think? Say 50 years in the future.
Yep.
What would technology have to look like for you not to understand it?
I think brain chip stuff and
but
metaverse.
I can figure out brain chips.
Well, I could probably figure out. I don't want to.
I think if you're asking the question, what is the point of understanding where you can't understand it? I don't think we can answer, right?
Yeah. Hey, what unfathomable thing will you not understand?
What unfathomable thing can you not fathom?
Mm. Well, okay. Well, imagine this, right? My grandkid's like, Dad, you got to hop on the Hypergoom. And I'm like,
the Hypergoom?
Like,
yeah.
What's
sounds
that?
Easy.
And then he pulls out a bowl of what looks to me like spaghetti. And I'm like, that's spaghetti. And he's like, Grandpa, you stupid fucking cunt. He's horrible.
You raised your kids wrong.
This is my grandkid. My kid raised his kid wrong. I raised my kid.
Yeah, I'm thinking you raised your kid wrong if your kid's raising kids wrong.
They just hate me because I'm a bad grandpa. Okay.
Like Johnny Knoxville's bad grandpa?
Yeah. I've modeled my grandparents' style on Johnny Knoxville's
always
bad grandpa.
Flying around, falling through roofs.
My grandkids are sick of it.
Doing a funny dance, but I'm an old man.
And then they slurp up the spaghetti and throw up or whatever. And they're like, do you like that meme, Grandpa? And I'm like, times have changed. Yeah. I can't comprehend that. That's what I'm imagining, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't imagine we're going to get more physical in the world, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when technology advances, it'll be like telephone. Then it'll be like telephone, no cord. And then it'll be like portable telephone.
Yeah.
Like, it gets less and less.
Well, the thing you got to remember as well is that technology for the most of history didn't really advance at all.
Yeah, yeah, we get that. There's
or
a name
it advanced
for it, the,
real slow.
Where it was like really, really slow, and then it hit like the 1990s. It was like,
yeah, and like in like exploded. The last 30 years, it's gone from like, it's gone crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it might, the curve might slow down as well.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Or we'll keep going until we get to like the singularity thing where the robots take over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
But like, it, like after phone, right?
Yeah.
It was Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
I also think
chip in the brain.
I think Apple Watches in like 10 years or 20 years, they're going to look real dated and old.
Mm.
People like, you know how in the '80s everyone was wearing those calculator watches.
Yeah,
it's just them.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Everyone be like, hey, we actually don't need a phone on our watch because we have one in our pockets.
Yeah,
I was looking into why people own Apple Watches.
Yeah,
and one of the reasons is you get an Apple Watch that has cellular data on it. So that you can leave your phone in another room so you don't scroll, but you're still contactable. So people still want to be contactable at all times, but they don't want to
That's
use their
crazy.
Phone.
That's crazy.
And to me, it seems...
I kind of get that.
But you could just leave your phone in the other room.
Yeah, but you want to be able to be contactable. What if someone messages you?
It's a horrible loop.
Well, no, because there's no feed. There's no news feed to get stuck into.
Yeah, I suppose.
Can't get stuck in a little loop. It's just, it hey,
seems
like
no
someone's
TikToks
calling
to
you.
Watch.
Seems like a very expensive way to
it
achieve
seems,
that goal.
Seems like a very expensive way to uninstall an app.
No, I think what, because I think after watch, it eventually will go chip in the brain.
Yeah.
And I think the reason, what confirmed that for me is I was sitting in the park somewhere. And I was like, I wanted an answer.
I know this story.
I wanted an answer.
I think I was on the podcast
one time. Maybe I'm telling it again. That's the classic. Shut up a second. It's been 10 years.
It's like, what's the capital of some country or something?
Yeah, and I was like, I wanted to just ask the air. And I was in that moment, I was like, well, we're done now, aren't we? Because the moment they're like, Jackson,
you can ask.
Me and my partner, we have a Google Home. We talk to it all the damn time. Mm. You know, you can
but
say
you
boop. Like
Google it.
Huh?
You didn't want to Google it.
No, because I didn't want to get my phone out. I was listening to music or something. I was in my pocket or my bum bag. So I just wanted to be like, hey, Google, what's the blah, 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 blah? And then have it just beamed into my brain. And in that moment, I was like, "That's it's coming." I already do that to the Google Home. Not having it is annoying. So we're locked in, baby. That's the future.
It's locked in.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
How would you write? So say you have to... make it into, we're talking about, you know, earlier, like, oh, we're all going to die one day. And you're like, maybe not.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. You're like, maybe not. Okay, so let's say we need to get into the year 40,000, okay?
We need to.
We need to make
we
it to
We need
the year.
To get to that. We need to survive in some capacity.
Was it us as people, me and you, or
yeah,
humankind?
The three of us
okay.
have to survive in some capacity to the year 4,000. What would be your ideal means of surviving that period of time?
Frozen.
Like
long
cryogenic
time.
Freezing.
But... you know, it's power.
Yeah.
It's a long time you need power for.
Yeah, that's true. Hook yourself up to a generator or a river or whatever.
Oh, hook yourself to a river.
Yeah, hook yourself
but
up.
But rivers don't, like, they'll change in 40,000 years.
Yeah, that's your 40. That's a long time.
You said 40,000?
I said the year 4,000. So
well,
two,
that's 38,000 that's 38,000 years away. So basically four.
No, it's the year 2,000 now, so the year 4,000 is 2,000.
Did he say year 40,000?
He said both. So it's the year 4,000.
Wait, are we going 38,000 years in the future, or are we going
2,000
years
in the future?
Oh.
I also said it was
well,
the
year. Well, hook me up to a river. That's fine.
I also made the insane claim it was the year 2,000 now, which it's not.
It's close enough.
It's 2022.
Yeah, relatively it's close.
Okay, so you're both going cryogenic freezing?
Well... what else is there?
Put your head and a brain in a jar.
That's not existing technology.
No, it didn't. Sorry, ignore existing technology. Don't worry about it.
So you can make up technology.
Yeah.
Okay, I take
I'll time
a
travel.
Forever pill.
I would like to time travel to the future.
I'm just going to
I would walk
immortal.
Through a portal. If I can make up technology, I'll walk through a portal.
You picked the most boring answers.
What are you picking then?
I put my brain in a series of animals that survive all the way.
That sounds like old tech.
There's so many... points of failure.
Let's talk through it then. Let's figure it out.
Okay, so you put your brain in a dog.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
So you got 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, so
if you're lucky.
I've hired a team, okay, to look after the dog.
What happens when they're running up?
The team are going to die. Why not just put yourself in the brains of the team?
Well, I could. Maybe I'll do that at one point. All I right, got 4,000 years.
You're 50 years in.
Yeah.
You're three or four dogs in and a couple of cats.
Okay, I went for boring animals. I guess it's out of my hands now.
Yeah, well, do you choose? What animals do you choose then?
Well, I go maybe ape so I get hands.
Then
maybe a horse so
wait,
I'm quick.
Do you think, are you?
Are you still
Do you
conscious?
Control the animals?
Yes!
Then you'd be able to communicate.
Yeah, that's why I was shocked. I went cat, dog, dog, cat. That seems like a weird choice to make.
You just go monkey.
No, because I go maybe, well, to be honest, probably at first I go horse, okay, for running around and cantering. Then maybe cheetah to see what it feels like to be really quick.
Yeah.
Then maybe monkey for a bit to just live like a bit of a regular life.
A bit of a regular life as a monkey?
Yeah, well, if you dress a monkey up like a guy, he could fit into fit into society better than a horse dressed as a guy.
Wouldn't you get some kind of like dementia or something?
Oh, I'd be a very different kind of man in the year 4,000.
I think your mental health would not be very good.
Well, yeah. Then I get what's the most mentally healthy animal?
Cryogenic freezing.
That's not an animal. Yes.
Not an animal. Oh. Nice try.
Okay. Most mentally
healthy animal.
Yeah. Tortoise?
The big tortoise. Well, the Galapagos Islands ones.
I hang out in one of them for a bit.
Are
you in there with their brain?
No, it's
what do you mean hang out there with them?
So you have to kill an animal.
Yeah.
But your brain wouldn't fit.
Then no, they put it in a glass jar and attach it to the top. Yeah. If they have to.
Attached to the top of the dill.
Yeah, yeah.
So brain's exposed. Shells. Your brain is exposed in a jar to the sun for 2,000 years.
Yeah, for how long the turtle lives?
That's hundreds of years.
But then the jar has to go to another animal.
Yeah. Yes.
This is awful.
Did you know as well? I think you told me this, Cass, and hopefully it wasn't on an episode of this. But your brain, you know, when you see loose brains in science, they've been chemically hardened in real life, and this is fairly disturbing.
Okay.
Your brain has the consistency of jelly.
Oh.
So you'd be able to scoop your fingers through it
and just
completely fuck up your brain.
Well, people better handle my brain properly when they shift me from animal to animal.
Which is why brain surgery was so tough.
Yeah, because it's like operating in a jelly.
Yeah.
They did surgery on a grape.
They did do surgery on a grape, didn't they?
I heard they did surgery.
I heard they did surgery full on a grape. We don't talk about that enough.
That's weird. I can't believe they did surgery on a grape.
I cannot believe they did surgery on a grape. Yes, there's lots of fun ways to get into the future. Become
Slingshot.
Yeah.
How's that work?
I go faster than the speed of light.
Oh.
Does that make you get back in time?
What?
Yeah, does that send me back or forward?
Ooh. Cass is in caveman times. Wait. Caveman Cass?
Wait, what's it in? Not to bring it up 2 weeks in a row, but in Interstellar, when there's 1 hour, 7 hours.
Yeah.
What's that?
that's
what's happening there?
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's the answer. Just interstellar yourself. Go on a planet where an hour is 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Then you
spend
an hour and you
come hang out by a black hole.
Yeah. And you nip back to Earth and things are.
That'll be the most feasible one, really.
Yeah.
True.
We just have to get good space travel.
Yeah. What about if you just like a head in a jar, not attached to an animal? Could you do that?
Could you do it? Yes.
I feel like it would be no effort at all.
But like, do you reckon you could hack it?
Could I
You'd have no option. I would not want to live that way. I don't want that for myself.
Are you alive in the jar or are you dead being
reanimated? You're alive in the jar.
I'm alive in a jar and I'm a jar on a shelf and all I am is brain in jar. No. Mentally, could I hack it? Absolutely not. Do I hack it? Yeah, I'm a brain in a jar.
Okay, then can I give you expanding options and you tell me when it gets good?
Yeah.
No, brain in the jar is a no,
bad,
obviously.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Head in a jar.
Bad.
You can talk, you can swivel really quickly.
Yeah, but how? But you couldn't do a crossword, you could read, but you couldn't even turn the pages.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay, head in a jar and arms in a jar.
Arms in the jar?
Arms out of the jar?
What about robot arms outside the jar?
Yeah, robot arms outside the jar.
I'd do that.
Yeah, you could do that? You could go for that? What about you, Cass?
Yeah, do I get to be in a body at the end of it?
Well, yeah, that would be where we would keep moving toward. Yeah. I guess the ultimate end of this is just being a person in a jar.
Would you be a person in a jar who lives forever? Still, probably not.
That's bad to be stuck in a jar. So
being in a jar is awful.
And your lungs are full of that liquid.
yeah, but the liquid's good. No, it's what's keeping you alive. It's awesome liquid.
Is that what's keeping you alive? It's like a pickle. It's like a pickle. It's a brine.
Yeah, it's a vinaigrette, right?
Yeah. You're pickled. Pickled into the future.
Mm. Have you heard of that liquid that's like enough oxygen's in the liquid so you can breathe in air, but it feels like you're suffocating?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Science, they just make fucked up
David,
shit.
David Blade tried to drink it. I called him David Blade, but his name's David Blaine, the
Did
magician.
Did it work?
I think so. He filled up a sink full of it and then just went and tried to breathe it in.
That's crazy.
It was when he was doing that big stunt where he was trying to like spend as much time underwater in a big glass sphere.
Oh.
Mm. I remember watching like a TED Talk thing about it, and he's like, yeah, I tried to breathe in this liquid. And then it really fucked up my chest and it felt like an elephant was standing on me. And then I tried to get a thing that oxygenates my blood put into my thigh so I wouldn't need to breathe because it would just get oxygen put into my blood.
Oh, no.
And then he tried to put a rebreather and he showed a video of him shoving this like horrible tube contraption down into his lungs and he threw up and took it. And so what he ended up doing was he just held his breath.
Oh, how'd that help?
Do you mean how did
the
he go?
The stunt was holding his breath. What do you mean how did it help? That was what it was.
I'll tell you what was happening to me.
You were the holy breath to live in a jar?
For some reason that all of these things were solutions to having breathed in too much of the suffocating gas.
You thought that he had an ailment. He was like, oh, I got to get this liquid out. I better put a rebreather in my...
I better put an oxygenator into my leg.
I was confused. Yeah, but I assumed it would eventually make sense for
me. Did he just give himself pneumonia?
Pneumonia?
Pneumonia is when your lungs are wet.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
I don't think so. I think he was fine. He had at the end of the talk, he cried about how much he loved magic.
Oh, that rules.
It was nice.
I mean, it doesn't sound like he achieved any magic.
Yeah,
he held his breath
underwater.
For a crazy amount of time.
How long?
I don't know.
If it's
I remember he fucked it up and he didn't go as long as he wanted to.
So it's not a trick, it's a stunt.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not really a magic trick.
Well, yeah, it's a stunt, it's an endurance feat.
Yeah. Which is still that, cool.
He was doing the part of this. I don't know why I've committed this. Like, I watched this like 15 years ago. I was definitely in single digits age. And he was talking about how to practice for it, you like hyperventilate for a minute. And then hold his breath for a minute, for 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
So then, after an hour, he's held his breath for 55 minutes of that hour.
That's crazy.
And then he just went for longer and longer times. And then, how long did he go for?
17 minutes.
It's not even that good, is it?
No, it's not that impressive.
That's insane. I'm impressed.
I feel like freedivers go for
maybe longer. Yeah.
Or maybe not. Was it going to get
If that's a world record, probably
I'm
not.
I'm going to check. Because he was sitting. I don't think it's a world record.
Because he had to sit still, because like every movement uses
would have
oxygen.
Taken away. Yeah, yeah.
So he had
yeah.
to just sit still in this floating sphere. I mean, he was floating in the sphere. The sphere was not floating.
What's the world record for the longest time underwater? I can't do shit underwater.
Okay, so.
I don't know why. That's such a funny thing.
I can't do it. Oh, put me underwater. I'm useless, dude.
I can't do shit on the water.
You throw me in a lake with weights around me.
I'm done.
Boy. Oh, yeah. No good to anyone.
Stick a fork in me.
That's me done for the day.
Oh, dear. Please.
So according to the survivoroutdoors.com,
what?
Most healthy individuals can last for up to 2 minutes without taking a breath.
Okay.
However, a little practice can increase this amount of time. Alex Segura, hopefully that's correct, a free diver from Spain, held his breath underwater for an incredible 24 minutes, 3 seconds. And he was doing shit. So how impressive is that?
Well, you don't know he was doing shit. He just said underwater.
Yeah,
he was a free diver.
Stuff.
He might not have been free
diving. That's true.
Yeah.
That's impressive. What time period would you go to if you could go to any of them? Where would you go? Moving at a rapid
pace. Sorry.
Come on.
What time period would I go to?
Yeah.
The future.
What? That's vague.
I don't know. I honestly, we're living in the best time by a significant margin.
Okay, what about this addendum? What about this addendum? What time period would you go to? But the time period behaves like how Hollywood depicts that time period.
90s.
90s?
Yeah, skateboarding all the time.
Skateboards and heroin, baby.
Yes. Tony Hawk's still big. I mean, Tony Hawk's still big. Skateboarding's also still pretty big. But there's no phones, you know?
Yeah, that's
everyone
true,
just
yeah.
live it in you the real world.
That's nice. That's
and there's
nice.
No wars going on. Oh, no, there was.
there were a couple.
Yeah.
In the 90s? What 90s wars?
Is that not like the begin? Not Iraq, but
isn't that early 2000s?
Oh, maybe the war.
Maybe I 90s. Don't want to. Maybe the 90s.
There were no wars. In the 90s.
Maybe it was the most peaceful time on earth, huh? Maybe that.
Maybe you could be right. Yeah.
I'm probably not. Keeping in mind, I was a baby in the 90s, so I'm not. How am I to be expected to know anything
exactly.
about them?
Exactly. You were barely around for them.
Barely.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd go caveman times, like from 2001 Space Odyssey to see the big cube or whatever.
That's not. Oh, no, he did specify it's how Hollywood portrayed
yeah.
those
Oh,
times.
Yeah, you're right.
So in 2001 caveman times.
Yeah, I get to see the big, the monolith with the other apes.
Okay. That's cool.
That's fun. All right.
Maybe I'd go to like a Happy Days
1950s. Yes. You know? The 1950s of Hollywood does seem nice.
Yeah, I think the actual 1950s would have been
horrible.
Horrid. Just awful, awful.
Yeah, well, bad time.
I think it would be really cool to go to the... I think it would be really cool.
Cats just threw up a little bit in their mouth. That's what that noise was, by the way.
Just a little... Clearly what I'm about to say is a lie. Gotta get it out.
My tail is vomiting in my own mouth. The 50s look fun because not only, you know, cigarettes good for you, everyone's on speed.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Speed? No.
Yeah, all the housewives are on speed.
All the housewives.
Oh, yeah. We're not like, this is the prescription speed.
Yes,
Oh, you're having trouble maintaining an entire house? That's fucked up. You need drugs.
You need speed.
But I think the invention of plastic as a widely available thing would have been really cool because it wasn't bad for, like, we didn't know how awful it was.
Yeah.
Imagine when someone invented Tupperware and they're like, hey, you know how you make dinner? You can just, your dinner will be good in days to come.
They had containers already.
Yeah, but not
as good.
Not on the same level as Tupperware.
I guess so.
Tupperware changed the game.
Not used the same way.
Yeah. And you could buy a house for like $80.
Yeah.
You work for one day, buy a whole house.
Yeah.
That is appealing. Yeah. What? Okay. So, new question.
Yep.
Okay. If you found yourselves in caveman times.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
How would you go about trying to live a normal life?
I
think I would give up on that fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I would try and get fire going. I reckon I could make fire.
Yeah, I think fire would
I watched
be
enough
too
Survivor
hard.
Man and Bear Grylls and, you know, I have enough. I'm in touch with my caveman side.
Yeah, tight.
You know? Do you feel cool?
Nope.
I reckon figuring out how to piss and shit.
What?
Okay.
Figuring
I'm
out how to piss and shit.
Do tell.
That's that's the one thing you don't have to figure out.
No, but Cass clearly thinks you do, so I'm interested as to why.
What are you confused about?
Well, I want to fit in with the other cavemen, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they surely have another way of doing it. It's different to how we do it now.
I don't think they would.
Oh, no, but
they'd have an area, maybe.
Yeah, they probably have an area. They're squatting instead of... I want to see if... Like the women cavemen, if you got a puss, do you squat to piss?
Yeah, okay.
Because I've watched videos on different ways to piss in nature if you have to, if you've got puss.
Yeah.
And one of them is sit against a tree and just simply piss down the tree, but it feels like you have this, your back's fully
against
because
you got weight, you're supported.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One of them is just hinge at the hips, bend completely forward and piss backwards.
So
and
what
apparently
are you,
that works quite well.
So what are you scared about that you'll do wrong?
Yeah.
That I'll
you
piss
say
wrong.
You have to figure it out. I think you could get that
done
in 5 minutes.
What are the consequences of pissing wrong?
Well, because I don't know how to talk to these people.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
So if I can't
wait,
talk
are you
to
sent
them,
back in time or did you live in the time?
You sent back in time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm
so I'm there in my modern clothes.
Yeah.
So
I show them my phone, their brains explode.
How do I piss and shit?
Yeah.
I'm too hairless. I can't talk to them. And I feel like... If I'm looking like them, they're like, oh, that's kind
of
kind of a person. They just look a bit fucked. But then if I piss and shit wrong, they're like, something's wrong.
Then they might eat you or whatever. Yeah.
This is what I'd do is I'd invent music.
I think they've already got music in caveman times.
Well, I think it's blossoming.
If you've
for
come
sure.
back with your guitar, yeah. Look out.
Ready to, can I plug this in somewhere?
Wait for a lightning quite sword. Dull. Hold it up.
But no, they wouldn't have. Maybe they'd be hitting sticks together.
Mm.
Maybe get some woodwindy, like, you know, like a didgeridoo kind of vibey thing.
Yeah.
Singing, of course, yes. But I don't think they have any drums.
I reckon.
You don't think.
Well, how far back are we going?
Caveman. We've got rock and stick, and you think they don't know percussion?
They've got drums.
Yeah, well, drums, because you need a whole hollow tube plus an animal skin.
Yeah.
Is that caveman times, or is that just after? Is that post
caveman?
I reckon you'd build a house before you built a drum.
Caveman, Neanderthal made a flute. I know Neanderthal made a flute.
Was a Neanderthal caveman?
Yeah, he was caveman.
Okay. Yeah, so they definitely had drum then.
Yeah.
Also, they had flute, they had drum. I'd invent the guitar. And then I'd put out musical notation on the wall,
oh.
And then I'd be the guy that invented it, not Guido. Fuck Guido, it's Hato.
And you'd be like, okay, this is A, B, C, D, E, and they're like, it's what? You'd be like, don't worry about it. Yeah. You'll figure it out later.
I'm before my turn.
I think that's too hard to invent. I'm going to invent skateboard.
Oh, invent the wheel.
That's doable, right? Because, I mean, that's just whittling for the wheel and sticks.
So what are you going to whittle with?
What are you gonna whittle with? Yeah, it's stone time.
Yeah, like I could get like a sharp stone. How do you make a skateboard? I could make the flat.
You need bearings and metal trucks.
Yeah, some. I reckon you could carve a skateboard, full wood skateboard.
You need a bearing to make the wheels. I guess it would be shit, but it would work.
It would be bad.
It would be shit.
Yeah.
But also, where are you going to skate? Because you need kind of a paved surface, really.
I just like got that skateboard. I'm like, follow me. We'll find somewhere. And we just walk for days looking for a primeval half
a good flat spot.
And then I do it. I can't skate. I just eat shit.
Try and do an ollie. Wait.
Hang on.
I did it before. Hang on. Wait.
I need grip tape.
Wait, hang on. No, you have to stop looking at me. Wait.
Don't everybody turn around.
I did it yesterday. And you do it like, ooh, clean. And I go, what are you saying?
Yeah, that's what I think what I would invent.
The skateboard.
Yeah.
You'd be the coolest caveman.
I think
do
I
we
would.
Know any cavemen? What's the?
Did you say, do we know any cavemen?
Well, what's the oldest person we know about?
Good question.
Had a name. I feel like I've asked you this before.
Well, we wouldn't know their name.
That's what I'm saying. There has to be someone who's the oldest living person we know their name.
They're not living.
Yeah.
The oldest person to have lived.
Yeah, you're right.
That we have, like, not even a formal record of, just like we know their name.
Who's the oldest named person?
Yeah. Do you mean age old?
No, like
just eight. No, like
you
oldest
the,
from
the
furthest,
newer, to... the like earliest person.
Yeah.
Don't say oldest.
Oldest.
You said oldest living person. That means something.
Jackson knew what I meant. He meant the first.
You did straight up ask a different question.
Yeah, but you knew what I meant, didn't you? Everyone at home knew what I meant. You
know? I did know what he meant. But
the oldest person that we know, not oldest. Fuck. The person who dates back the earliest.
Yes.
That we know their name.
It's got to be somebody.
There's got to be someone.
Yeah, they just would have to.
Oh, do you mean between us?
Yeah, my grandma, I guess.
No, there's like.
Yeah.
There's probably some. Like old presidents and stuff.
Yeah.
Old presidents.
How are we all
stuff?
Asking a different question?
What do you think? You think before the presidents, we didn't know who anyone was. We had no written records.
You're between the three of us, who is the
oldest? I'm not saying between the three of us. So you think one of the three of us know an old president?
The name
do you mean
off.
No personally?
No, I don't mean no personally. What do you mean? Do you mean no personally? What are you asking?
I thought you meant between the three of us, who is the earliest born person we can name?
You think we couldn't name someone than an older president? You couldn't name Jesus Christ. You
could. Julius Caesar.
I was I'm allowed to start somewhere.
To the old.
That's fair.
Maybe 200 years ago or 300 years ago.
I still love the question, do we know any cavemen? We know any cavemen.
But that's what I mean. Are there any cavemen who had a little name? And they carved Grug into the wall, and they said, Me, Grug.
And like,
it had a picture,
and
a self-portrait. And then he died, mummified himself next to the portrait.
Well, somebody had to be named, like, even if we don't know them, somebody had to have the first name.
Well, I think they all would have had.
Well, like, does a chimpanzee have a name to other chimpanzees?
It'd be weird if they didn't, right?
Yeah, but also maybe that they don't need it because they just know each other. Like if there were only 50...
how we know each other so we don't use each other's names.
If there were 50 human beings ever, would we name each other? Or would we be like, oh, I know everyone, so it's not a worry.
Maybe how big are monkey troops? Packs?
A traveling monkey
What's a group of monkeys called?
I think a troop might be right, shockingly. God, but no, that
God,
can't
I'm
be
smart.
No, but like,
God, I'm so smart.
Okay, just say we're three monkeys of a troop in a room. And
We would need to have names. We wouldn't have names.
But I don't know. I want Hayden because, to pass me bottle.
Yeah. You just look so at Hayden and be like, can you pass me the bottle?
Please.
Please, sir. Please, excuse me.
But the thing is, because if I was referring to a different monkey and Jackson was out of the room, you would know who I was referring to because it's only Jackson.
Yeah, I guess how will you say I'm out of the room?
Okay.
Okay. And you need to refer to me, to Cass.
Yeah, as the monkey.
Yeah, but there's like 50 of us and we don't have names. How do you refer to me?
I think you'll have names.
Yeah, maybe you would have to have names.
I think we figured out why names exist.
Do you think chimps have to?
There's a chimpanzee. Are they like, and that's not how that's just a horrible strangled noise. If you saw a chimp do that at the zoo, you would call someone.
Yeah, like, you got to fix this chimp. It's fucked. It's just like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but maybe chimps do refer to each other. But then what about the first formal, like who decides that that's going to be someone's name?
I think you'd have stuff like, you know, you'd lift a big heavy rock one day and be like, oh, rock guy.
Rocko.
Hey, rocky guy.
Lifted the rock guy.
Well, because like, you know how Smith comes from blacksmith
and
stuff.
Yeah,
you have
a
descriptor.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey.
Like the idea of having monkey,
big Batman.
Like, oh, he lifted rock. Rock can't. Okay. Oh, that guy discovered the safe drinking water. Water can't.
Water can't. Rock can't. Go over there by tree can't.
That guy's got the longest hair I've ever seen. Hair can't.
Did cavemen cut their hair?
Oh, well, ever? It did get too long eventually.
I imagine it would die.
My hair is annoying at this length. It's not that long.
Yeah. Mine too.
What, well, if you're cutting anything, you just cut your hair. Oh my God. Guys.
Yeah.
There is cavemen.
Yeah.
Would have had to have had bangs. Because that's how you cut your hair.
That's true. You're not putting layers in.
You're not putting, not doing a little sweepy thing.
No.
Because bangs are the most practical haircut.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
I've had bangs for
I've had
long.
Bangs too, Cass. They're practical. If you're getting shit in your eyes all the time, you just get your fucking sharp rock, and you'd cut bangs, and they'd look sick.
It's cool to think that like a caveman, say caveman's not doing any hair maintenance.
Yeah.
Then cavemen would have the longest hair possible.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like the longest. Because like, you know, you grow your beard and then you trim your beard, you grow your beard. But caveman's just like, let's see how long they can get it.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So you know how when your hair is finished, it dies and it falls out.
Yeah, it's got a maximum length it can grow.
Yeah, you have a maximum length of hair your hair can get before it falls out.
That's crazy.
People's length is different.
But yeah. But
yeah, just your hair will get to a point where you're like, nah, too long, can't sustain it, falls out.
That's cool.
You could, you know, grow your hair for a decade and it only get so long.
So I guess
it would self-maintain.
Because I'm imagining the caveman with the longest hair looking like Cousin It, but I guess he would just look like a hairy guy.
I've heard your hair cycle is 7 years.
Well, I think it'd be different for everyone,
right? I don't know if that's correct.
I feel like every time there's an urban legend or urban myth about body stuff, it's always 7 years.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, your cells completely replace every 7 years and you're a different person. And also, you know, if you eat gum, it stays in your system for 7 years.
You eat seven
and also,
spiders in your life.
Yeah. It's always seven. Always seven stuff. 7 years, seven
maybe
things.
Maybe it just is always seven.
Yeah, maybe that's just true.
What I think often is, like, you know how all recipes and, like, just methods of doing most things, like, you know, and just leave it for 24 hours.
It's
it's always 24. Surely some of them will be 19 hours and then it's done.
Yeah, but
surely a lot of them is 26.
Yeah.
But they always just ran down to 24 and it always works out. What's up with that? It's like, oh, leave it to set for 24 hours. But what if it's...
What if you stopped 2 hours earlier?
Yeah.
I've noticed with like antibiotics or like stuff that you use, like, you know, fungal treatments, it'll be like used for 1 week. And I'm like, how do you know?
How does a fungus know?
Because I can understand if it was 3 days or 5 days.
Yeah.
But what if
a week, that's too convenient.
But it's
3 days, 5 days, week, I understand.
Well, it's probably that it takes 4 to 5 days, and they tell you a week.
They give you an extra day just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it seems like a week's easy for the human brain, surely.
That's true.
If they're like...
If you're like, take this for 8 days, you're like, what the fuck?
What?
8 days? What are you...
God, what?
It's Tuesday today, so that means that it's going to be...
Can I have a lie down?
Oh, fuck.
I feel worse.
You stumble out of your house and hit the traffic, you're destroyed.
You lie down, let the fungus take over.
That's the way to go. And on that note... I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
And I've been Cass.
Goodbye.
Make sure you send Jackson stuff on Twitter.
Yeah, send us stuff at Shut Up A Sec.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Nice things only.